USA Radio News with John Hunt.
One by one, 16 women who say they were sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein poured out their anger, lashing out at him as a coward and a manipulator after a judge gave them their day in court that they were denied when he killed himself behind bars. The hearing was convened by U.S. District Judge Richard Berman, who presided over the case after federal prosecutors had Epstein arrested last month. In addition to the women who spoke, statements from over a dozen others were read in court by their lawyers. A boat carrying dozens of migrants bound for Europe capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya with at least 40 people missing and presumed drowned, according to UN officials. A support group reported it had gotten a call from someone on the vessel crying and shouting that passengers were already dead. At least 65 migrants, mostly from Sudan, were rescued, according to a spokesman for Libya's Coast Guard, with a search halted for those still missing. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many Americans are spending way too much time in traffic. With that story, here's John Clements.
The study from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute reports the term extra hours reflects the time traveling at congested speeds rather than free flow speeds. Bill Isley, co-author of the study, tells us the solution is a lot more than just building more roads.
Parts of the solution include looking into ourselves and what do we need to do to change our travel behavior? Are there mobility options? Building roads is part of it, but there's other things we can do.
The study of 494 urban areas found commuters in Los Angeles must be really frustrated.
In Los Angeles, you'll spend 119 hours stuck in traffic.
Stocks had a wobbly day on Wall Street as anxious investors shifted money to government bonds, gold, and other traditional safe haven assets. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 120 points to 25,777. The S&P 500 fell 9.22 to 2869. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. A new survey from J.D. Power shows that the alerts from new driver assist systems are so annoying that some motorists are turning them off. J.D. Power said the findings are a major concern for automakers who want to sell the systems and prepare drivers for automated vehicles. The survey found that 23% of drivers with systems that keep vehicles in their lanes view the alert as annoying. The results vary by brand, with up to 30% finding the alerts bothersome in other brands. Of the drivers who don't like the alerts, 61% go as far as disabling the systems completely. J.D. Power surveyed over 16,400 people from February through July who bought or leased a 2019 vehicle in the past 90 days. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John.